The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't get it right every single year, but that was not the case on this date in 2015 when they inducted a new class that represented a wide range of rock and roll. And there were some snubs that were long overdue as we look back in the classic rock calendar, 95.9 The Fox. The first to get in that night was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, inducted by Miley Cyrus.
I come from a place where rock and roll means something. It means more than music, more than fashion, more than a good pose. It's the language of a subculture that has made eternal teenagers of all who follow it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Later in the evening, Connecticut's own John Mayer inducted the late Stevie Ray Vaughan, calling him the ultimate guitar hero. Rage without the anger, devotional, religious. Another late inductee was Lou Reed for his solo career, although he had been a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 1996, when he was inducted with the Velvet Underground.
Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
The final inductee for the night was Ringo Starr, the sole remaining Beatle not to be inducted as a solo artist. His fellow Beatle, Paul McCartney, inducted him with the award for musical excellence in a solo career.
It's a great honor to be able to induce him. Oh, induct. Yeah. Okay. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here in Cleveland tonight, Mr. Ringo Starr.
Other inductees that night, Green Day, Bill Withers, and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. But it was an awesome class of 2015, inducted on this date, April 18th, 2015, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.